I'm on my way to Mountain Park Park to meet my buddy Joe and walk for a while. Since this is our taper week, today's a walk day, and I think I'm going to run tomorrow, which will be Friday. So my plans for the week changed entirely because I had planned to run on Tuesday and Thursday, and I ended up running on Monday and Tuesday, taking yesterday off, and going to walk with Joe today and then do a easy run on Friday. I'll give you some background on Joe. I met Joe back in the early 80s, and it was a strange situation. Myself and a bunch of other runners from our corporate running club had gone to Savannah to run in the Savannah Half and Marathon. We went down I think the race was on a Saturday. We went down Friday night, spent the night, and then the race was Saturday morning, and we went to the race. After the race, one of the individuals that met us that morning before the run was Joe. He had driven down there Friday night, Saturday morning. He must have left after midnight, and it takes about 5 hours to drive to Savannah from Atlanta, at least it did back in the early 80s. He slept in his car once he got there and then ran the marathon. Well, after the race was over, we were going to all drive back to Atlanta, and one of the people had a van, and that's what we all went down there in. But Joe, who had driven down by himself, couldn't push the clutch in on his car. His legs were shot from the marathon. So myself and one other person volunteered to drive his car back to Atlanta for him. So that's how I met Joe. He's been strange ever since then. I mean, he goes his own way when it comes to running. His training plans are entirely different than anything you'd ever think. So what I'm going to do when I meet up with him today is I'm going to try to get him to talk a little bit about his training philosophy and record it for this short update. And I'm going to try to keep it short today, okay? So I will get back with you in a little while. Okay, we're recording now. So you don't have anything to say. Well, I already did a little bit of pre-recording on the way over here, and I mentioned how I met you at Savannah, driving your car back from the marathon. And that was your first marathon, right?
No, that wasn't my first.
It wasn't?
That's still my first.
Oh, so so that was your second?
Yeah. Trouble was, I was having a stick shift coming back from that one. Had automatic at Huntsville.
Oh, well, yeah, that's why I think, who'd we ride? Me and Charlie rode back with you?
Yeah.
And drove it because you couldn't shift.
Well, I had a jimmy leg. Got the river on me.
Well, that was when I first realized you were weird. Anybody that would drive down in the middle of the night, sleep in their car, and then run a marathon had to be insane to start with.
Makes sense to me.
Well, a lot of things make sense to you that don't make sense to other people.
I'm one of the most logical people on earth.
Who? In your own mind.
Where else would I be?
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to weasel out of you your training philosophy here.
I had one.
Well, you must have one, because every time I try to get you to do something, you've got some other thing you're going to do that you know works better. Mm-hmm. Like I'm doing the run-walk thing with a timer, and you don't think that's a good idea.
It doesn't work too well for me, because I don't like to look at my watch all the time.
You like to look at your watch all the time? Well, you don't have to. It beeps.
I don't like beeps either. I hate beeps, especially when during a race.
Oh, so you...
And when they just had those pace things, boop, boop, boop. I used to hate those guys. thinking about slugging one of them when I went by.
Oh, those drive you crazy anyway.
Yeah. Is that the training thing, not the race thing?
Okay, so on a typical week,
yeah,
when you're training, like going to do the half marathon this Sunday, so what kind of training have you been doing?
The week before, or?
No, the whole time. I mean,
I try to build up to a 6-hour week, because I go by hours now and sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Using my base and my legs. And then, Sizzler and the Lightning 10K this time. Hear how I felt. And the Sizzler, I went out at a pretty hard pace and tried to maintain it. And at 4 miles, my legs are hurting farther because I've been doing 6 hours a week. But nonetheless, I didn't feel like finishing it off. I just kind of hung on. So next week, I'll try to do an easy pace one, just relax, don't push anything. And I walked a water stop, one downhill I ran pretty hard on, but still easy to go from downhill. Oh yeah, the week before I ran back to my car, so it gave me 12 miles for the day. I got a long run in that same day.
Yeah, so you try to do 6-hour weeks.
Yeah.
In how many runs?
Well, I mean, it takes.
Well, I mean, you do a long run, you do.
It depends, you know, if I got to work or got to. On average, it's about an hour a day. I really go over an hour.
So basically, you're doing about 6 days a week, an hour a day.
Yeah.
Or maybe five with a long run.
I usually run 5 or 6. Usually one of those days is like a 3 mile.
Oh. So
I end up getting doing like an hour and 15 a lot of time. It adds up to 2 or 3.
So you think not doing any long runs that slows you down when you do the half? Since you don't do any long runs for like training, you know, as far as.
No.
No?
When I was younger, I used to run them with. I usually have about a 35-mile work week, and sometimes I cut up to 50, and I rarely went over 50, and that's when people were trying to do 100 miles a week and stuff. And Greta Wicks came along, she said, I never do more than 8 miles in a workout, and, you know, she was the best woman's marathon.
But she split them up and do 2 a day, right?
Sometimes.
So she might do 16 miles in a day, but she just do 2 8-milers.
Yeah, well, I was doing 2 4-miles a day sometimes when I wanted to get faster.
Oh.
And I found that worked pretty good rather than just the stuff is going out twice in one day. Kind of builds up some kind of innate strength in your legs.
Well, I know back when we were both serious about running hard and fast. Mm-hmm. When we'd all go down to Grady High School on Tuesday nights after work and do those interval sessions, you guys were out there doing intervals trying to run 60-second quarters, and I was, and I'd go over, and I'd run 4 or 5 90-second quarters, and then head over to Piedmont Park and run 5 miles while you're over there killing yourself. So
that definitely ran us faster, huh? 3 minutes faster than the last race. I mean,
yeah.
The only thing I've been doing is doing speed work. You know, that's different.
Yeah.
If you only get faster, you just have to do the speed.
So now you're not too speed-based anymore.
Well, trying to avoid injuries, and that's a good way to get injured.
You had never been injured in your life. What do you mean? How many times have I been injured? It seems like every year or two I got something breaks and you just chug along, so.
But,
I haven't seen you have any injuries. The only thing I ever remember you ever doing is passing out after Peachtree that time, getting taken to the hospital, and then when you got out of the hospital, you ran back to your car. So.
Because somebody asked me to change. I was home free. Do you have any change? Sure.
Well, I
kept going.
I've never heard of anybody that's run Peachtree and then runs back to their car from the finish line, which is another 5 or 6 miles, and then passes out, gets taken to the hospital in an ambulance, and then what they do? They give you like an IV or something?
Yeah.
And then when they release you, you run 4 or 5 miles back to your car again. So, when you could have called somebody and have them come pick you up.
I called a couple people, one of my aunts.
Did you call me?
Yeah, you weren't there.
No.
Wife wasn't there, or girlfriend.
I was probably there, I probably ignored you.
Probably.
No, not really.
I just bought 2 waters out of the machine and took off.
You mean at the hospital?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually felt better running from the hospital to the car than I did running from the pavement.
You were probably more hydrated.
I was. Mature at that time. Yeah, I got cooked about half a mile before I got back to the car, and I just dragged myself on back. So good, I made it.
So what do you do now to avoid your blood pressure dropping after a race so you don't keel over?
Stay hydrated all the time.
Just stay hydrated all the time?
Just at all the water stops. And don't do anything to dehydrate me before the race.
Yeah.
Yes, you're trying to get me to say don't take hot showers. And that's what I usually
do. some of your goofy things,
well,
like don't take a hot shower to get dehydrated, and I say, well, don't take that hot of a shower.
Well, I used to do that to relax my muscles in the morning and for a race, and you know, like you say, I never got injured, so. But I figured out that it would make me dehydrate somewhat, and caused me to get run into low blood pressure problems toward the end of the races, at the end of the races and stuff.
Oh. Yeah, I see. So now do you walk through all the water stops and drink while you're in a race?
Yeah, well, I don't always walk through. It depends on the distance of the race. In case I don't have to walk. If I'm doing a half marathon, I'll walk to water stops usually. I make sure I get the water at the water stop. Every once in a while, I have to remember, once there are 4 races, I'll have a really good race, and I don't ever know why it was different from the others.
Once every 4 races?
Yeah.
Well, skip the other 3 and just do that 1 and you'll be all right.
Yeah. You can't tell just standing at the start line how you're going to feel when you get out there.
Yeah.
But in general, you feel better if you go out easy and build up rather than And I used to do it just out of it. I used to like off start line and just kind of roll back during the race. But I found out if I did that, even though I felt tired at, you know, 2 or 3 miles, I was actually running faster than I would normally. You know, my wrist running was faster than it would normally be if I'd started out slow.
Yeah. But, you know, see, you and I have different philosophies on starting races. I run and warm up before the race, and you say you warm up during the race.
Yeah, well,
but see, I have to get my heart going because I want to make sure that it doesn't do that AFib thing.
Yeah, well, I kind of do it too now, but I just walk around. I mean,
I don't run hard. I just run about a half mile or something to get my heart rate up.
I jog around if it's 5K. 10K, I use first mile of warm up.
And the half marathon?
You know, definitely don't do anything.
There's a lot of people here at the skate park for being a school day, isn't it? Well, that was a slow mile. We did 1 mile in 21 minutes. That's pretty slow. Huh? Yeah, but you had to screw around with your watch there. So I'm going to see how much I got recorded here. That may be the end of it. Thanks for coming along. I'll see you next time.